IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers, two Islamic researchers from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Habib and Sheikh Rouhani. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, for today's discussion, we want to talk about preparations made for the holy month of Ramadan before its arrival. Are there any recommendations or not? Brother Habib, usually two holy months of Rajab and Sha'ban are the preparing grounds for the holy month of Ramadan. But are there any special recommendations or preparations before getting into the holy month of Ramadan or not?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. There is this specific action of fasting before the month of Ramadan and connecting it with the month of Shahr Ramadan. And other than that, specific narrations on this case are not available. There is the khutbah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi on the last Friday of Sha'ban, where he recited this khutbah, or this ceremony, this speech, where he talked about the month of Ramadan, and pretty much putting the people spiritually, mentally, in preparation for this holy month. Another thing to do, which I love to do and recommend my brothers and sisters to do, is to open the book called Sahih al-Sajjadiyya. Supplication number 44 and number 45. Number 44 is a supplication for entering the month of Ramadan. In it, Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam gives the knowledge of what is this month. And in it, you will see how he describes this month. And narration 45, or dua supplication 45, is to farewell, bidding farewell to the month of Ramadan. And in it also, you see the descriptions, even though it's the beginning, you still have not entered, it's for the farewell. But read the descriptions of what you're supposed to live.
How you're missing it.
How you're supposed to do in this holy month. Yes. And it says that it's a month of blessing, month of mercy, month of action. This month is a month where we put our struggles in.
Yes.
This is the month where we're supposed to, you know, give it our all, to struggle in, to put our sweat and blood in, and doing actions. It's not a month, you know, to take to relax. That month is, inshallah ta'ala, the following month after Eid, take a couple of days off.
That's right. But Sheikh Rouhani, it is not true to have an abrupt or sudden start on the holy month of Ramadan, isn't it? I mean, for example, tomorrow it is mentioned that, and it is pronounced that is the first day of the holy month of Ramadan. And now, on the first day, you want to know, okay, what to do, what not to do. This is usually only abstaining from eating and drinking. Serious preparations for the holy month of Ramadan must arrive before that. Am I true?
Yes, of course. As you rightly mentioned, the preparation for the holy month of Ramadan is not only in the holy month of Sha'ban or Rajab, but it also extends to the other months. Actually, we have a different kind of fasting in Islam, you know.
Very good.
Just one type of fasting is performed in the holy month of Ramadan, but in the rest of the months also we fast. Like what? Like, for example, we have fasting for our eyes. Fasting of eyes is this, that we should not see and watch whatever we wish, whatever we want.
Yes.
The forbidden thing, the prohibited thing should not be seen, should not be watched. Always we should take care, we should be cautious about our eyes, you know. So this is the fasting of our eyes.
Yes.
And we have fasting for our ears. We should not listen to each and everything. Even in the rest of the months, we should not listen to haram things.
Okay.
And for example, when it comes to the non-mahram or the strangers, it is said that you should not look at, for example, or you have even a glance at the non-mahram,
strangers. Women, that's right, or men, that's right.
And we have, for example, fasting for our tongue. We should always fast by our tongue. It means that we should not use bad language or insult others or curse others, you know.
These are not directly called fasting or psalm.
It is a kind of control, you know.
But it is a control over our body organs in order to have a better experience in the Holy Month of Allah.
It's not or jurisprudentially, it's not termed as fast, but it's in reality, it is fasting. Because in fast, when you fast, for example, you not eat and not drink.
Uh-huh.
When you fast by your tongue, you should not say some things.
Yes.
You know, when you fast by your ears, you should not listen to some things. When you fast by your eyes, you should not watch and see some things. So these are, for example, you can fast by your feet. You should not walk. You should not go the places which is haram, which is forbidden.
Yes.
You should fast by your hands. It means that you have to control. You have to control on your hands, not, for example, oppress others, not to do wrong things with your hands.
Yes.
So whatever you have fasting for your hearts, your with your mind, you should not even think of bad things, evil things. You should not think of evil kind of
things. And all these must be done before the start
before
of Ramadan.
Before the holy month of Ramadan.
That's right.
And all the rest of the months we are fasting, and actually Muslim is always fasting, because purification in Islam is the main objective of this religion, to purify Muslim. Both bodily, physically, that we have some rituals to be observed, and also mentally and spiritually. The most objective of purification in Islam, or tahara al-fiqhiyya, is important. But the main objective of this tahara al-fiqhiyya, jurisprudential purification, is that to purify, to clean your heart, your mind, your mentality, your spirit from the evil things. So that's why the holy month of Ramadan is a kind of practicing for purification. But it doesn't mean that when, for example, the holy month of Ramadan ends, of course, some of the things becomes permissible for you, but the rest of the things are always there, and you have to practice and practice these kind of fastings that I mentioned in the rest of the months, so that your soul remain purified. Because whenever we die, we will be taken into the presence of our Lord. Since Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure, mutlaq pure, absolute pure, then the soul which is pure can be taken into the presence of the Lord. The soul which is not pure, it will be taken to the hell, not to the heaven. So that's why we must
to enter the holy month of Ramadan.
That's why we must be always, we must be always ready and fully prepared, that we might be taken to the presence of our Lord.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
We are invited to a party, Brother Habib, to a, we can say, banquet, and then we dress well. Isn't it?
It is.
We try to dress well.
I've seen mystics, you know, try to put this forward, that it comes from the khutbah that I mentioned about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, that we have been invited to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's table spread.
Banquet.
Yes.
A banquet table.
Ila dhiyafatillahi ta'ala. And when you go there, you must be, you know, in the proper
shape and style. That's right.
You know, and you know, you must not look like a hobo when going there. You should be respectful. You know, wearing respectful clothes, being in a respectful manner towards the person inviting.
This is the outfit, but what about inside?
That's the similarity. You know that you have to be clean. You know, at least be ready to cleanse yourself. You're not in that status of cleanse yet, but you're getting ready there. Mentally, you're starting to think about how you're going to do it and preparing for that night, which is Laylatul Qadr. You know how much importance people give towards New Year's? We have in the sayings that the new year of believers is Laylatul. So, and we will elaborate more on this topic, hopefully on another show, on another episode. But at the end of the day, you must be prepared. Know what you're going to do. Program well. Not only for your food and how you're going to eat and the vitamins that you need to take, but what supplications are you going to recite? What are you going to do? How are you going to recite the Quran? How many times a day? Make your goals reachable, you know, and make your goals worthy. And of course, going down with the, you know, general guidelines.
Is it good to write some plans for ourselves in advance, depending like a warm up?
I mean, personally, I don't write them down. I sit down and think about them.
Think about them.
People are different, so okay. People like to write them down. People like to record them with voice notes. I know a person who actually does that. So at the end of the day, people are different. But you know, just getting yourself ready, scheduling yourself, making your dates correct. You know, getting the right stuff in order and proper, mm-hmm. leaving out any distractions.
Okay, so planning for this month before it getting started, Sheikh Rouhani, is a good step in order to become more familiar with the essence of the holy month of Ramadan. This is important, isn't it? I mean, superficially, yes. We are hungry, we are thirsty. But if you want to get to the core of the holy month of Ramadan, you have to prepare yourself before its arrival, isn't it?
Yes, of course. We have to actually practice fasting. Sometimes, for example, some days of holy month of Rajab, some days of holy month of Sha'ban is really recommended to be fasted by the Muslims and Mu'mineen. That's a very good practice. And also,
it is a warm-up.
Yeah, of course. Like. But the important point is that, unfortunately, some of the Mu'mineen, when, for example, the holy month of Ramadan finishes, they think that, okay, everything finishes, that now we are allowed to do, for example,
whatever we like.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is wrong. You know, the holy month of Ramadan is a kind of remindering for us. It's a reminder that reminds us that, okay, you Muslims, you should not forget that always you are in the state of fasting, as I mentioned.
Yes.
And some kind of fasting should be observed always, not only in the holy month of Ramadan. Holy month of Ramadan is just a kind of remindering or a kind of thing that warns us that, this is the way you have to live in this one.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. And Brother Habib, spiritually speaking, the people needs warm up too. Like a sportsman who wants to get into the match or into the field, you know, he needs some warm up. We need a warm up. Are there any special recommendations, for example, beside fasting, practically speaking? You fast, okay? So not get into the holy month of Ramadan straight and direct. It will be very much difficult. For you, for example, any abstinence or any recommended action, dua or something, is it?
Other than, you yourself getting ready to recite the Quran, there is no, I haven't seen a specific narration.
Okay.
You know, at the end of the day, when you know that this month is a vital month, you should be getting ready to understand the supplications that you want to recite, understand, getting used to, reading the Quran. Sometimes people only read the Quran when? In the holy month of Ramadan. Other than the holy month of Ramadan, no one opens the Quran.
Yes.
So during this time, like at least a couple of days before, start to recite the small chapters a little bit more, getting used to, reciting the Quran, putting a specific time for that. And, start to look at the ad'iyya or the supplications available that are, that you start getting used to reading. Because, when you go in right away and you, for example, you're reciting the Quran for 2 hours a day, supplications for 2 hours a day, you'll get bored. You'll break. You'll break down.
That's right.
Take it step by step. Mm-hmm. Gradually raise yourself to the precise levels that you want. Mm-hmm. And inshallah ta'ala, you'll keep us in your prayers.
Inshallah. Thank you very much, Brother Habib and Shaykh Rouhani. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us to prepare in a good way for the arrival of the holy month of Ramadan to enter this banquet or ziyafatullah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was very kind of you, and thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Call of Islam page to another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close.
I do forget that my next breath could be